Hello and welcome. I got some great news. So hold on, wait, before we get into this episode, I want to tell you guys that we are making it to the TV screen. Yay, big TV. Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim will be on Tuesdays at 10:30 a.m. and Thursdays at 6:30 p.m. on Comcast channel 25. And we're also on AT&T channel 99. Hey, let's bring this positivity into your living room, into your life. See you guys there.
The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. I am your host and I'm glad to be here. I had an interesting week. We had a Juneteenth celebration up at the park. I was glad to see that happening. You know, some unity in the community is always good. It was a good Father's Day for myself and my family, brother and sister. We celebrated together because we are our own fathers and mothers in this whole daily cycle of living. And so we also had celebrated my sister's birthday. Shout out to my sister, Reba Robinson. We had a great time at Ilya's Art Gallery. Shout out to Ilya and her hospitality. Man, they had such a great time, man. Might have some footage on me and my brother's podcast, The Brothers Ram, commentating over that. It should be some good material and some jokes and laughter. But just to say that, man, I had an awesome week, and I'm living it to the fullest, and I'm hoping you guys are doing the same thing, living your life to the fullest. Let's stop putting our things on hold for people's feelings, for people's opinions. We don't do that. We're going to live our life to the fullest regardless of what a person thinks or says. And that's the main goal with me is living your life out, man, to the fullest, man, positively. You know, don't let things hold us back. Don't let words hold us back. Don't let our own mental opinions and our own mental thoughts hold us back. I made a post the other day about I posted a web with raindrops in it and the symbolic of it. Pick out the negative thoughts out of your web of thoughts. You know, we have thoughts and they come into these web that we have in our brain. We can either pluck off the negatives in that web or we can let those negatives sit on the web. We want to pluck those off and we want to let all the positives stick to the web of the mind. So we want our positives sticking and we want to pluck all the negatives. We want to pluck them all out. It's not easy sometimes. It takes hard work. It takes diligence. You know, it takes meditation. It takes time with yourself. You know, so I say to say that, give yourself time. You know, a lot of these things that we have in our mind and our emotions and our feelings, They're not from us. They're from situations that we came across growing up. You know, I had to shed a lot of that. You know, I always start with myself first because I'm not trying to preach to nobody that don't want to hear it. So I start with me. And for me, I just had to shed all the negatives that was attached to me. A lot of it was my fault to some extent, you know, because it was some of my behavior that created it. But the situations that I was dealt and was put into, I had no control as a kid. You know, I couldn't control where my mother stayed, what neighborhood she stayed in. I couldn't control what neighborhood we moved in. I couldn't control the environment that I grew up in. All these things, you know, they stick to us. You know, no matter how what type of situation you come into or come from, you know, when you get around certain things, hey, certain things gonna stick. Certain things gonna take over more than others. And if you're living in a negative environment, community, you know, those things will come about and you will find yourself acting out in those ways. So just to say that some of these things aren't our fault. So some of these things we have to shed, you know. So don't be afraid to shed a lot of this guilt, a lot of this pain, a lot of this uncertainty, you know. It's not to say that we're not at fault, but just to say that, hey, we've outgrown that. And we're moving in a different direction. You know what I'm saying? We're moving in a different direction because we've outgrown those small things. I made a comment with my guy Ruff that once you get to a certain age, of maturity, it's your fault. It's your fight. It's your fight to get you out of that misery, get you out of that uncertainty. It's my fight. I have to take this fight on, you know, and that fight is a one-on-one battle with self. You know, I don't let self-pity win in my life. I don't let doubt win in my life. Do they show up? Oh, man, most definitely, man. They show up, and I beat them back with a bat every time, you know. I really do. I go hard at them, you know what I mean? You got to. You can't let them fester. You can't let them sit there. You really have to uproot it, you know, and that's the only way to uproot it is be diligent and be conscious and be aware of what's in your mind, what's in your heart, what type of emotions are you feeling for that day. And when I do that, and when I separate the two or the three, I always find that it's not my fault. You know, I'm not at fault. I don't have the guilt or the self-pity to say that things ain't always going my way, or, you know, making up excuses of why things aren't panning out. Things aren't panning out because I probably wasn't putting enough energy, enough attention, enough discipline into what I'm trying to conquer. You know, I was putting hope into things. Hope and execution are two different things. I can hope some things work out, but if I execute, things gonna work out for the best. You know, if I really take the time out and invest in myself and what I'm trying to learn, besides hoping on I hear what I'm trying to hear and use what I'm hearing instead of researching myself and executing myself, those two different things. So that's what it's about. It's executing, you know, finding it what it is within us. You know, some people will tell us that we have no talent. I say that's a lie. Every man and every woman has some true talent. We born with talent. You just have to figure out what it is and give yourself time to figure out what it is. I rushed into a lot of things by pure just chasing illusions, chasing the mirages in life. You know, when you grew up seeing people in nice cars, pocket full of money, but they don't have no job or no real resource on how they accumulated that and those possessions, you get a false sense of what's real. You start to think that, oh, this is the only way that I can come up and get this. And that's not true. You can get this same fortune. You can get these same cars. You can get the same money in your pocket if you just invest in yourself and give yourself time enough to grow and to develop. I had that conversation with my own nephew and son, is that, you know, these things that we see people with, we can't let that really take advantage of us, because we don't know what people are going through to have it. I say, just give yourself time to develop. Just give yourself time to grow into what you want to be, you know, and find yourself. Don't rush into nothing thinking that you're going to get it easily. Nothing is given out easily except for jail time. That's probably the only thing you're going to get easily is some jail time, because that means you put yourself in a situation to allow somebody else to dictate your life for the next so many amount of years. And we don't do that. We don't allow people to do that. We dictate our own lives. We dictate our own emotions. We dictate our own direction in life. And we're capable of doing that. You're capable of doing that in every turn. You just have to give yourself time. You have to challenge yourself. I challenge myself all the time. I challenge a lot of the things that I hear all the time. Because what I'm working on is what Tim needs to hear to make Tim succeed. A lot of the things that I may hear may not be for me to succeed, you know? A lot of people feel down. You get around people, they don't have nothing positive to say. They don't have nothing encouraging to say. You know, they don't see themselves making it too far out of life. I had a couple conversations where people just don't, they can't fathom where I see myself going, because they don't see themselves going in that direction. And in their minds, they're like, yo, you've had way more losses or failures in life than they have in their mind, right? So they say, Tim, you've had way more unsuccessful attempts at things than I have. What makes you think that with all of those failed attempts that you're going to somehow get over these humps and these obstacles when I have it? And I'm just like, yo, you can't knock the fight in a man. You can't knock the ambition in the person. You know what I'm saying? You can't knock what's within the person. You can't judge a person from the outside and say what they're not what they're not able to accomplish. You know, and we do that a lot of times. I've had that done to me. That's that ridicule. And when I say that some of these things that we hold on to that make us sad or make us not feel good, it's from that ridicule. It's from that situation we grew up in where people were down on us. They were down on our situation, you know? And you're gonna carry that baggage until you find yourself. It's no other way it's gonna go. Until you find your true self, until you give yourself enough time to develop, to find yourself, man, you're gonna hold on to those things. I promise you, unless you have some real good influential people in your life that's helping you, talking you out of your thoughts that are holding you back. So just get around good people. Find good people. Find interesting things to do. Use your time more wisely than sitting around with guys and girls and people that ain't going nowhere. You know, by default, we hang out with a lot of losers. You know, by default, just because of the crab in the buckets that we hang around. You know, there's a crabs in a barrel that have no idea where they're going in life. They're not happy that you're deciding to go further in life. You know, it's a harsh reality. You know, some of my best friends, some of my family members, some of them are married to people, you know, are in relationship with people. You know, these people, we don't recognize them right away. You know, sometimes it takes a time to realize and say, man, this person isn't for me. I really just had that experience a couple months back that I really had to realize that certain people was not in my corner. They had jealousy in their heart. And I'm like, man, these people are more jealous of where I'm trying to go now, you know, and it's kind of like, why? It's because they don't see no value in themselves. So just to say that we ain't blaming nobody. We're not even holding it against them. But it's just saying that, hey, if you won't let me share my happiness with you, cool. But I'm not going to let you make me unhappy. If you're not going to let me share my successes with you, cool. But I'm not going to let you hold me up and let me not be successful. And that's the key. It's making a choice to say, I won't let nobody hold me back. You know, you can see it coming. We feel it coming. We have an intuition that says, there's some BS going on, and I think this guy, girl, or person is hating on me. But out of sure friendship, out of sure compassion, out of sure, you know, goodness in the heart, you try to overlook it. Some things we can't overlook. We have to call it for what it is. If you're a hater, you're a hater. You know, if you're a jealous person, you're a jealous person. Not knocking you, but just remember, I won't let it affect me. And that's what I'm trying to get my message across is, don't let people affect you by their things, man. They're going to go through what they're going through. It ain't my fault. You know, people out here holding their breath, praying that you don't make it to where you're going, because it's not a good look for them. And that's another thing that I had to realize, is that these people are more afraid that you're going to make it because it makes them look bad. You know, I've had some adversity, and for me to overcome my adversity and become a real, true, successful person, you know, a lot of people fear that. They fear that, and it has nothing to do with me, probably. That's the real problem. Like that, with all of my efforts of where I'm trying to go in life and what I'm trying to build, it has really nothing to do with how they take it. It's on them to how they take it, because I'm moving in my direction. I'm not trying to make nobody feel bad. I'm not trying to make nobody feel that I'm better than them. I'm not trying to make nobody feel that they're lesser than me. by me investing in myself and trying to be the best me, that's all on me. That's my personal choice. That's your personal choice. Anybody that has a problem with that, it's not my fault. No matter how you take it, if you take it negative and you say that I'm changing, it ain't my fault. I can't do nothing with that. I can't take that and hold myself up because you thinking the wrong way about my trying to be successful or me trying to achieve something more than I already went through. You get what I'm saying? It's not our fault. It's the person that's holding on to it the wrong way. So let's, like I say, not holding it against them, but I'm damn sure not going to hold it against myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep moving in the best way possible. I'm going to have to shed some friends. I'm going to have to shed some relationships, you know, and keep moving at my own pace, moving at my own time. Don't let people speed us up. That's another thing. I have people trying to speed my process up, trying to slow my process down, trying to impede my process, setting obstacles up, you know. And it's all good. Like I say, it's part of the challenge of overcoming. You're going to get that. Anytime you're trying to do something different, anytime you're trying to overcome yourself, anytime you're trying to do something outside of what the norm is for the people that you know, you're going to get that pushback. And it's going to come hard. They come hard, fast, and in a hurry. They don't want you to get there. They're going to trip you up a couple times. They're going to, you know, set some obstacles up. Illusions is what they are. They're not really there. They're only there if you allow it to be there. They can only hold you back if you allow them to hold you back, you know. And they're going to plant seeds in your mind. They're going to plant doubt in your mind, or at least attempt to. I say stay strong, man, and brush it off. It really doesn't mean anything. No one's opinion of you has to be your reality. I'm going to say that again. No one's opinion of you has to be your reality. No one's opinion of you has to be your reality. And people going to have opinions all day. People tell me why I can't do it all day. They even know why they can't do it. Ain't that something? I know people that real truly smart, educated. They have no ambition. They know every reason why they're not going to be successful. They know every reason why. They too smart for their own good. I can't make it because of this. Or I know I can't do this because of that. You know, I say you don't know what you can do until you put yourself in that situation. I'm not never going to keep telling myself what I can't do. I believe I can do all things. Just give me a chance. Just let me just put my foot in the door and crack it. If I can put my foot in the door and crack it and just get in there, I can make it. I know I can. That's my self-belief, and that's how I get through things. That's how I overcome, because I have a true belief that, man, if I can just get my foot in the door, I can figure it out. I may not even know what's behind that door, but I know it's something behind it I want to get to. And I believe that if I can just stick my foot in that door and see what's in there and maneuver my way in, I can make it, regardless of whom or what they say, what I can't do. None of it matters. The only thing that matters is that I get my foot in that door and I get myself in there. That's what matters. Not who's saying I can't, who's trying to pull me back, who's telling me that ain't the way, man. You know, you tripping. If it's on my heart that, hey, behind this door is where I need to be. Going through this door is what's going to help me succeed. I have to go. I can't let nobody take me out of that decision because it's my choice. If I make the choice, God will deliver it. God can't make the choice for me. It starts with my choice, and that's where I'm going with life. I make the choice first. God delivers it. He can't make the choice for me. I can't say, God, what should I do? If I wanted a yellow Corvette or a red Corvette, God ain't gonna tell me which one. He gonna give me the vision for it. if I could see myself in a yellow Corvette with the white stripes, then I can have it. But I have to make the conscious decision and the choice to say, that's what I want. It starts with the choice. If you make the choice, things will come about. But too far in between, we don't make a real choice. We're still teeter-totting about what we want. if you ask a person that's complaining, so what do you want out of this? They don't know. You get what I'm saying? I know people that complain and, you know, they always got something negative about something in life, right? And then you ask them, so what is it that you want, man? Where do you want to go? Like, so if the situation was different and you had everything you had, what would you do? They don't really know. You know, they don't understand. They're not even confident. But the only thing they do know, and what they are confident in, is complaining, you know, doubting, you know, uncertain about where they're going. And so those fears that people have, they push off on us. They push off on the people that shared that. They push those fears off on us because that's the only thing they know how to do is talk negative. That's the only thing they know how to do is to talk about doubt. And I say, remove yourself. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to step back away from people like that. I wouldn't care who they was. If it was a family member, if that person was constantly negative and always downing, always doubting, even in their own situation, they might not be doubting you. But when you hear their conversation and you hear that, man, it's always the same thing with this person. You know, I've been in a relationship where the woman was just downright negative every time. And it's like, man, I can't grow under this. You know, I'm in here debating about things. I'm in here, it's arguments about things that have nothing to do with where I'm trying to be in life or where I'm trying to get myself to in life. And baby girl was fine though. You know what I'm saying? Just be real. Baby girl was fine though. But am I here for the looks? You know what I mean? Am I going to let those looks hold me back? Or am I going to stay in a situation that's not productive for me because baby girl fine? I can't. It ain't going to help me because I need my own personal development. I need my own personal growth. You know, if a person's not willing to grow with me, and then that's what I need, I'm done with it. I got to shed it. You know, it's just what it is. You have to move forward. And sometimes you have to move forward at your own pace. You have to move forward on your own and develop yourself on your own. That's why they call it self-development. You know, you can't get everybody to fall in line with it. You know, I've been out here trying to preach to people, and that's why I had to stop. Because the more and more I tried to preach and reach to people, the more and more they ain't want to hear it. So in turn, I preached to myself. I self-develop myself. Self-preservation causes self-elevation. And that's what I'm trying to do, elevate the self with self-knowledge, self-understanding, you know, self-trust, self-regulation. I don't need nobody to give me the directions. I'm taking them cues from God and myself. If I put my word and my prayers on God, God gonna give me in return the right answers, the right intuition, the right visions. But I have to take the time out to get away from these suckers and these suckettes, you know, and focus just on what I need and what I need to hear from God. Sometimes I don't hear nothing from nobody else. I just hear it from God. You know, they'd be like, Tim, who you listening to? God. Tim, what you talking about? God. You know, and I'm not a big, people say, Jesus freak, where you just going crazy about God and the Lord and you don't want to hear nothing else. No, I'm realistic with all of it because I've been on both sides of it. But what I do know is that building your personal relationship with God and getting some personal understanding of God's voices and God's understanding within you that makes you great is what you need. Don't worry about what the outside's saying. Focus and develop what the inside is saying, because the inside is talking to you also. But with all this music in your ear, all these drugs in your system, all this negative around you, all these girls around you, so and all this materialistic stuff, it gets in the way sometimes. It's been in my way before. Dial it down, start subtracting some things, start moving some things around like you move the furniture around in your house to get a new look. Same concept. Remove certain things, readjust certain things, for yourself. What's best for you is what's best for you. And with that being said, I am Uncle Tim. It was glad seeing you guys again. I'll see you next week. We got better things coming. Stay blessed. And I love you. Peace.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.